question authority. And when authority answers, Arch One Eyebrow and ask, is that so? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Hi there. Welcome. All of you are welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Hopefully, you're having a fantastic Thursday. I know we are. Uncle Melty's with me, ready to get this kickstarted today, and so much going on. Equality acts that they're trying to slam through, Alabama on marriage, let's talk Trojan horses. We're going to talk all kinds of stuff, and another story about what's going on at the border, crazy. But I also, and by the way, Ninth Circuit now saying you can't sue a sanctuary city for wrongful death. We got all kinds of stuff today. And we have the wonderful Chris Ann Hall. You can go to Chris Ann Hall with a K, by the way, chrisannhall.com, and check out all of that you do, your show, everything. You have a great show, and you're constantly educating. Chris Ann, I can't wait to talk to you about the headlines today. I really can't. Go for it.
Oh, man, I'm just, I don't know. I had to step away today because I told my husband, I said, I can't look at this anymore. It's depressing me. This whole Smollett thing is so discouraging. And it's not because he got his charges dropped. Mm-hmm. It's because of the reaction of the people that would generally call themselves conservatives who have been spun out of control by the false media and by a propaganda. I just simply don't understand. You know, I was a prosecutor for a decade, Kate. Mm-hmm. I handled a lot of false police report cases.
Right.
And seven times out of ten, we never even filed charges on those things if nobody was injured. So if you could file the false police report and somebody got arrested, or you were trying to commit insurance fraud or something like that, then that's certainly a no-brainer. We're going to file it. But if you file a false police report and the only thing that happens is it's an expenditure of time and resources for the investigators or the law enforcement, I'm not really going to charge it. Mm-hmm. And if I am inclined to charge it, I would hear, and it's somebody who's not had a violent criminal record, I'm going to give them what we call pretrial diversion. Some places call it prosecutorial diversion. Mm-hmm. And basically what it is, it's an off-the-books probation. So I make a deal with you. You sign this form where you at least don't deny that you did this. Mm-hmm. And then as a terms of the diversion, you have to complete
probation?
When you do things for other people for free.
Oh, service. So
community service.
Community service.
That's the word I'm trying to
go. Yeah. Sure.
Okay, so you will have to do some community service. Mm-hmm. You will have to pay a fine. Mm-hmm. You have to pay the court costs. And if we can actually tabulate some resources that were lost, then you're going to have to pay that back, because everybody's like, well, so much money was wasted. You know how impossible it is to determine how much resources are spent on a single case. I mean, in this case, it would have to be how much money was spent on this that wouldn't be spent already in the ordinary course of affairs for the officers involved.
Right.
And that's completely impossible. So he would get community service. He would get some kind of a fine and fee and maybe restitution for resources. And then when all of that is complete, then the charges are dropped. It's called a conditional dismissal. And it's because we're prosecutors, Kate. Mm-hmm. We're not persecutors. Mm-hmm. And if you want to be stupid, there should be consequences for your stupidity. But you shouldn't have to pay for the rest of your life because you're dumb. Okay, it's not a federal offense to be federally stupid. It is not a felony stupid. It is not a crime either. So I'm really don't understand this vengeance that is running through the hearts of people. he needs to be, I'm seeing people, he's locked, he needs to be locked up. He needs, what? For filing a false police report?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't get it. I've heard the most ridiculous statements, Kate. People said, well, he almost incited a race war. No, he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't almost incite a race war. Are you kidding me? And then I don't know. I really don't get it. And then you have all of these experts that Fox has been trotting out for 2 days, these attorneys and law enforcement and criminal justice people, mm-hmm. who are saying this deal that he got is completely unheard of. It's bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
It's just. And
just
I'm thinking,
enforcing
what
that.
What rock did you just crawl out of?
Yeah. You know, there
well,
is
then
a.
Here's my question, Kate,
okay.
Because everywhere, mm-hmm. in America, a prosecutor every day would do this. And the only reason it's not being done, people don't want it to be done this way, is because he's famous and because it became a sensational news piece.
Mm-hmm.
And so my question is this, Kate. Why has Fox denied real, honest, legal, logical, clear thinking in their experts? Why do they go around and handpick people that would say things that are absolutely fundamentally not true?
Do you want me to really answer that? Or are you being rhetorical?
Yeah, please answer it out loud, because I don't want to be the only one that's ever said it on air.
Oh, boy. All mainstream news agencies are bought and sold, and we just lost her, and owned by the same people. So yesterday when I was looking at the headlines, mm-hmm. nothing about our intelligence agencies lying. Nothing, okay? It was completely dropped for the Fox headline, okay? And they put the Jesse Smollett story first and foremost. The headline was basically this. The cops in Chicago, the whole agency in Chicago is putting everything online because they're this charged over what happened, and they want to see justice. Okay. The CNN headline was, why were the charges dropped? We don't know. And so it was both of them doing the Smollett story. Okay. Not the intelligence agencies lying, not the media lying, nothing. But it was the Smollett, whatever side of the case you wanted to look at. And obviously very, very charged in that. So, the frustrating part of this, and we'll wait to get Chris Ann Hall back on, the frustrating part about this is that I can certainly see where Chris Ann's coming from. Why this is so charged is because there's a realization in America that had this happened in reverse, right, the person would have been nailed in reverse.
Of course.
But because of the nature of the injustices that we consistently see across the board, then we don't like to see somebody like this with such an open issue, open hoax, get away with it. And I understand. I understand that the anger over that, because we're putting it in the same catalog as all the other injustices that we've seen, and so this is ridiculous. It's also coming off the heat of this whole Mueller thing, and finally getting some vindication that we've been told for 2 years they have all this evidence, we knew they didn't, and now all of a sudden that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it's coming from. But one thing that I wanted to point out was that we cannot ask for the DOJ and the FBI to review cases like this because we don't agree with the outcome. That has to be state of Illinois. That has to be Crooked County. They have to deal with their own consequences of things that they don't choose to prosecute, that are obviously the nation saw this thing go down. So they're responsible, not the feds and the DOJ. When we continuously bring them in, all we're doing is consenting now to, hey, if you don't like that, let's bring the feds in, and it might be against you and something you didn't even do.
Well, and the feds actually know that.
Right.
That they shouldn't be doing that, because they're using the excuse that because of the envelope, they're not going to make any judgments on this other issue.
Yeah.
But the mail thing.
Right.
We're going after the mail thing.
Yes.
Nah.
Yeah. And so when we consent to call to make sure that, hey, now I want the feds to review it, now I want the feds to go after it, we're consistently taking the power from the states and handing it to the feds, because it will bite us. Think about the Bundy case.
Mm-hmm.
It will bite you, and then
They'll do it for anything.
They'll do it for anything. And so we can't accept that. We've accepted that far too long. Right. So that was my point. And a lot of people were saying, yeah, but what about the corruption? Crooked County is corrupt there in Chicago, right? Yeah. Am I right? So
no surprise.
So it's no surprise. This wasn't a huge shocker. And they have to deal with the consequences of being known for that and of having this constant, cloud as being that corrupt. So, but that doesn't mean that the feds march in and take over. And it doesn't mean anything except the state's responsible for this and the county.
And in most places, mm-hmm. the county, they call this a plea in abeyance.
Yeah.
You know, right. where as long as everything's done, down the road, they just wipe everything off.
Yeah. And I was just, I got Chris Ann Hall back, and I was just saying that the anger is because we've seen a lot of injustices. So we're sort of bottled up the injustice, and now we're seeing this because it played out so publicly, and we're going, how did you get off? But the problem is that we're also calling in for the feds to deal with it. We should never do that because that should be the state of Illinois and Crooked County. What are your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. There's no reason for the feds to become involved in something like this at all. I mean, and the fact that it's the conservatives that are calling for the feds to come in is even more disconcerting.
Yeah.
We are supposed to be the ones that are for limited government. What is going on with that?
I don't know. You know, we are, this is the problem. We actually are propagandized by the media, and sometimes we don't even realize it. This is a charged case because the media wanted it to be. Mm-hmm. It's a huge distraction away from the intelligence agencies absolutely lying to the American people and perpetuating lies for two solid years and the media corruption. So what do they have to do? Switch focus. They don't have anything else.
Yeah, and here's the thing, Kate. It's like I said, it's got to be by design, because I'm telling you, everything that's happening with this case is absolutely ordinary. It's not unusual. Mm-hmm. The only unusual thing about this case is the amount of money that he paid. I don't think I've ever seen $10,000 in a payment for lost resources in my entire career. Mm-hmm. And so the only thing unusual is how much he paid. The fact that people were calling in on his behalf. Mm-hmm. is something that we dealt with all the time as prosecutors. Mm-hmm. Pastors would call, community leaders would call, parents and aunts and uncles would call, give my guy a break kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that the media is going out of its way to actually, mm-hmm. and I don't mean to sound all conspiracy, but the fact that the media is going out of the way to make this divisive. Uh-huh. When can you imagine one show on Fox could have been a real prosecutor said, actually, diversion programs are quite ordinary for a case like this.
Right. They wouldn't.
Yep.
Even the Judge Napolitano weighs in and feeds into it, too. Chris Ann Hall, I know you have to go. Thank you. Thanks for that.
Thank you. Sorry about
really, it's okay. Really appreciate it. ChrisAnnHall.com. Be right back.
It is a talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
If tomorrow is judgment day,
sing, mommy.
And I'm standing on the front line, and the Lord asked me what I did with my life, I will say with you.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. And wow, I'm thankful to Chris Ann Hall. It's funny. As I was listening to Chris Ann, I was thinking, she's right on the money. You have to admit she's right on the money. Mm-hmm. I think to the point that we take in some propaganda, even if we don't want to. I think some people listening would go, wow, is this a liberal show? She sounds like a liberal. She sounds like she's diminishing the Smollett case, which is huge, which we should all be like outraged over. What I love about Chris Ann is that she'll take this moment to go, now, wait a minute. Can we have an equilibrium check? can we go back to what the reality of the situation is instead of the hype of the situation? When I saw that news feed come over that said that we were going to call out the feds and the DOJ to look into it, and that was going to appease the outrage. That's what it was for, right? Appease the outrage in the country. Really, what should have happened was state of Illinois, and I know I'm live in Chicago right now, state of Illinois, this is your baby. You're dealing with this. Everybody saw this play out. They saw that you did sort of a crooked thing here. That's on you. It's your consequence. You have to deal with this case. An actor filing that report has nothing to do with my life. It has nothing to do with my life. Except if you live in Cook County and you have to live under those, the Crooked County, you know.
And there lies the problem.
Mm.
Because what they made this out to be was that Smollett personally proved beyond any doubt that his whole purpose was to call us all racist and prove it.
Right. Right.
And and everybody ate it up because we are angry about being called racist for the last 50 years that we haven't been racist.
Right.
And this was the way to get everybody riled up. He's calling us a racist and he's lying about
it. Right. And we saw him lie about it. And we saw the whole thing unfold and we see the memos going back and forth and we see people going in to get the charges reduced, clean slate, which we all thought was insane. Right. At the same time, this report's coming out and we're going, you know, so I think that sometimes we have to do a kind of have a come to Jesus moment with ourselves and say, am I really outraged? Why am I outraged? Because when I put up the post about the not calling the feds in, because that's the last thing we should be doing in America.
Mm-hmm.
We have way too much of that. And then when I saw the posts under it saying, well, there, you know, it's corruption. You have to do something about it. You have to go to the highest level to root out corruption. Let me just say that the intelligence agencies were just caught lying for two solid years.
Yeah.
You want to talk about corruption and you want them to come in and tell Crooked County that they're corrupt? They're corrupt. It's like Brennan saying for 2 years he had intelligence that said that Trump colluded with Russia. And now he's going, well, my intel was bad. He is the intel. He's the intel. How is his intelligence bad? He's head of intel. So we're all calling for feds to get involved. They'll get involved on the good cases, too, as far as the cases that don't merit anything, that shouldn't even be a case, because then the feds go in and find something because they want to find something. You don't want that either. They have
No.
So I think what's kind of crazy is that we do sort of the last thing. Let me call it low-hanging fruit. Low-hanging fruit is super easy in talk radio because it's you know, let him fry, you know, and let's talk about how many ways he should fry. And it gets everybody excited and everybody likes that because then they go and they're off with their families and they feel better that day. But true radio, if you really want to get into a real conversation about this, I'm glad Chris Ann brought this up. And
yes,
I'm glad that we're identifying that we are, our equilibrium's off. It, on the conservative side, because we have to register this as what it is.
See, I'm perfectly satisfied in the fact that it was proven that white people did not attack this guy.
Yeah, because that was already done, and the thing failed miserably because he was such an idiot. His career is kind of toast.
I mean, I don't really care about that.
No, I know, but it's the consequence of what he just did. You know, should Cook County, you know, go through their process, whatever that process is, they should have. When you see the memos with the little bit of the collusion in the background, not a little bit, but collusion in the back, you think, ooh, but that's on them.
The only question I have is, was this him doing it to advance his career, or was he hired to do it to continue to stir up racial problems in the country?
That's a great point. Because they've been doing this for a long time.
So that's the only question I still have about this.
Right.
Was it just him?
Yeah, yeah.
Or was he an actor hired to do this and it just got blown out?
I think that's happened so much more in our society that we don't want to even think about.
Mm-mm.
We don't even, there's cases I haven't even brought up on this show yet in history that you think went down one way and everybody talks about it as part of our history and people were made icons and they were completely paid to do it. They were completely part of a program to do it. And when I'm looking back at, you know, nothing really spontaneously happens in the way that we think in history. A lot of this is coerced. There's also a whole different facet of this case that, you know, a lot of people are saying, you know, was this to get a bigger fish? Was the FBI questioning him? Or are they noticing some things that could be tied to child trafficking and so forth? I don't know yet. I don't know yet. I've looked into that, but it's very difficult to vet right now, and I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure that that's the case. A lot of people want to think that. I don't know. Could be. There, it seems like things right now are always 10 levels deeper than you think they are. Mm-hmm. Look what just happened with the intelligence agencies, and look how deep it's still going. You know what I mean? So there's always that element. But I do think that it's really good to say, I think, to ourselves as not a collective, because that's such a liberal socialist term, but as a group, go, you know what? Does this guy's case in Chicago affect us? He's an actor. Is this really affecting us? We know there's corruption. Yeah. We know there's corruption in every county, in every city, in every state in America. This isn't the first time we're hearing about corruption. Now we got to go root it out. Everybody, it's called Crooked County for a reason.
Exactly.
Because they've had numerous cases like this. But I do think, yes, there's an outrage there that's coming and stemming from more outrage that we have felt in seeing the justice system not play out. And that has been perpetuated as well by a media that is extremely liberal, that will not tell you the truth. And like we always come back to say, we have a truth problem in America. This Smollett case became a Democrat versus Republican case, right? It isn't. This is a truth. Are we getting the truth? And really, the media has perpetuated this divisiveness. They are out there wanting two sides to this. That's why when Chrisanne said that, I kept thinking to myself when she was talking, I'm like, there's going to be people out there going, is she a liberal? Why is she siding with them? Because we're like a football teams. I mean, we've got two sides going instead of saying, we should be saying, what is the truth? Does this affect us? Is this case a huge distraction so that the media doesn't have to talk about their own lying that they just did for 2 years? Is this the biggest distraction we've seen? Yes. Because yesterday, that's all the headlines were. That's it. That's all we got.
See, and at first, I was convinced that corruption had just started in Chicago.
It just started.
And then I remembered there was this guy named Al Capone.
Oh, I know. I mean,
it was even before him.
Yeah,
it was corrupt before Capone.
Right, right. If anything, it just showcases that the corruption is still alive and well.
Of course.
But it still doesn't affect my life over here. I have to deal with my own state's corruption. I have to deal with my own leaders and their corruption. And every state does.
I don't live in Cook County. I don't.
Yeah. So how do you feel about this? And how do you feel about it if you're in Chicago? 888-673-1450. Is this being blown out of the water? The memes are crazy. The Facebook shares are nuts. Is this being blown out of the water as a distraction? Is there more to this case? Do you think there's more to him? What about what Chrisanne Hall said? You know, as a prosecutor, this wouldn't have even merited on her give a darn. She wouldn't have cared much about this case. Should the American people be outraged, or should we rein it in a little bit? 888-673-1450. Love to hear what you have to say live, because it is, I think it's hard sometimes to see the big picture. I think sometimes it's just easier because we've been feeling this way for so long, and we know that we're dealing with a extremely biased media that tells one side of the story all the time. So when you see something so obvious play out, it's really hard not to get angry over that and then see the guy walk off because, you know, you're seeing it. Everybody knows. This isn't even a case of going over the evidence and having disagreements. Everybody knew it was a hoax. So that's why we think, well, obviously he should pay for it, right? Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of where we land?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the outrage. But we certainly do what the media wants us to do. And that's our biggest issue. And, you know, we talk about the headlines on this show, not to cave into that, but because they end up being the water cooler topic of the day. And as we're discussing all the facets of it, this one for me was a real good reminder that the county and the state, they have to deal with themselves. That we need to again have a check on state sovereignty. That we need to be the people that say, now wait a second here. We need to stand up for states doing what states should do, what they have the authority to do. And when we give it into the feds too much, look at where we're at in America right now. The feds can descend and they can make up a reason for being part of a case now. And then they can try you
several different ways to Tuesday because they decide to, and they also get to win 98% of the time. So we have a clear problem in our justice system. Why would we want more of that? And that's why I posted what I did on the Kate Daly Show today, was because I felt like that was, this was kind of a, this was a good, I think, learning exercise in Fed control and our gut check on how much Fed we really want in our lives, right? ChrisAnnHall.com is the website you can go to and get more Chris Ann Hall and her take on things.
And one of her shows this week was on this.
Yeah.
And you could really hear it all.
Right. Oh, it's so true. And I know one of her things, too, was, you know, she doesn't want to see really good people fall into the same antics as some of these crazy bug-eyed liberal progressives that go insane, right? And they don't have any grounding to them. They're not principled. And the decorum and civility to a certain point needs to be maintained to a certain point so that we don't give in and start playing the same kinds of antics. Because there's just so many people out there that are so messed up when it comes to not knowing their, you know.
No, civility does need to be maintained by us.
And I think, however, it is, to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but however, not calling out the progressive communists for what they do is not civility.
Yeah.
That's cowardice.
Right. And so to only demand, like, say, you know, an apology on the whole intelligence community lying. Brennan should be testifying before Congress. I agree with Rand Paul.
Yes.
He should be testifying. He just used his own intel to perpetuate a lie and now is not held accountable for that in his position. So he should be testifying. These people should be investigated, and it should be an apology. We can't be that... Okay, so that obviously weighs a lot more on all of our lives than the Smollett case.
Yes.
Than the Smollett, you know, an actor. A D-list actor that nobody knew 5 minutes ago. I could care less about him. I care more about the intelligence agencies and the media. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Kate Daly Show. The number, 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. You're welcome to call up. What are your thoughts? And what did you think about what Chris Ann Hall said? And what do you find yourself? Have you found yourself sort of taking another look at this and going, no, wait a second. Let me just say this. In the show today, we have the Equality Act they're trying to shove through, which has a lot to do with gender and Christians and all kinds of things that can be pretty detrimental. We also have the Alabama and what their new take on marriage licenses. If that goes through, that'd be kind of interesting. And also, we have the Ninth Circuit Court saying that you can't sue a sanctuary city for a wrongful death. And that stems from the Kate Steinle case. And so a lot to talk about. In fact, tomorrow we're going to be talking about Venezuela. We're going to be talking about Dave is coming back on. Dave moved to Wisconsin. He's going to be joining me from Wisconsin. We're going to talk a little bit about global politics and Venezuela. But going into the history of what's actually happening on the ground in Haiti and Venezuela that might contradict the headlines a little bit. So we'll be going there. And I think on this show, I think it's important for me to recognize big picture and to try to dive into the truth. And sometimes it doesn't go along with what I call low hanging fruit, because low hanging fruit is super simple and easy. And there's a lot of talk show hosts that will just do low hanging fruit because they know their audience is going to be just really engaged or be really upset over something. And so they talk about it for 2 solid hours. And I understand why they do that, but I don't always agree with it. I understand why I don't agree, because I want to learn something. I want to learn something when I'm engaged in politics. I don't just want to walk away feeling ratcheted up. by emotion. Yeah. Otherwise, we're not there. There's no service being done, right? I mean, and so, boy, there's a lot to talk about. The you can sound off 888-673-1450. What are your thoughts, Uncle Melty?
I don't have any thoughts.
You don't have any thoughts?
My thoughts are all wiped out from all this crud.
You know, I know. You know, I felt a little exhausted this week. I don't know why. It seems that I'm feeling a little tired from the headlines and kind of questioning why. I'll take a caller, but then I want to bring something up. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
It, once upon a time, I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Like those two white guys whose car broke down that night? Well, what's going to happen to them?
Yeah.
And if fraud doesn't go up, doesn't come up on Chris Ann's radar, well, maybe she ought to adjust a little bit.
But I don't think that's what she was saying. I think her point was that why is this a nationally charged case for 3 days in the media, 4 days in the media? Why are we spending so much time on this and the outrage over it when this is something that, yeah, there's fraud. Yeah, there's corruption. We're talking about Cook County.
It's
yes,
local.
Yeah, but it's localized. This is an actor, like a D actor, who perpetuated this hoax that everybody saw. So there's absolutely no conclusion that it actually happened. So everybody saw this and they see him get off scot-free. I've seen other people get off scot-free. Fraud's been happening for a long time. But why is this a nationally charged case? This should have just been a blurb in the news.
It's a red herring for misdirection
yes,
by the media.
Exactly. Yep. Thank you. Because we're not talking about the intelligence agencies. We're not talking about the things that we should be truly talking about. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller, you're live.
Hello.
Hi, you're live. Go right ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to say that Chris Ann did change my mind.
Yeah. That's good.
I have, I've said often that the charges were probably too much and too many. I thought that was kind of ridiculous, but to have her come out and explain how often that is and what that's all about really opened my eyes. And I appreciate that she was on and that she was able to tell us a little bit more about how the law actually works when it comes to that.
Me too. I agree with you.
She did change my mind.
And isn't that great?
I appreciate that.
Yeah, me too. Thank you. I really appreciate your phone call. Thank you so much. Thanks for weighing in on that, because that's really what this should be about. Is
exactly.
Let's look at the whole thing and let's check our equilibrium and see if we're out of sync.
And I get out of sync.
Well, it's easy to get out of sync when the distraction at hand is charged by the media. So this is obviously a distraction.
Yeah.
They wanted that intelligence agency media cover-up out of the news. They wanted it so out of the news, they literally had it for, 24 hours, and then it was gone.
Yep.
And the next day, all I saw were headlines about Smollett. And the headline in Fox was the police department was going to put everything online because they were so angry, right? Now, what does that do? Mm-hmm. Emotionally charges, right?
Of course.
On CNN, they did the exact same thing, just a different flavor. Their flavor was well, why were the charges dropped? Let's look at, really softball. Oh, what? and so it was interesting to see that they both put up Smollett, not the intelligence agencies and Clapper and Brennan and everyone that's been lying. They didn't go there. They both put it up, but they both put a different spin on it. They knew that the conservatives would say, see, even the police who we support are fired up over this. And then CNN, of course, acted like it was nothing, which they usually do. So they're the other extreme. So,
and we will never, ever hear of a resolution in this whole thing.
Nope. Mm-mm.
The Smollett case is just going to go by the wayside, and we're going to move into health care.
Right. We're segueing into health care.
And so the collusion issue with the Russians will disappear, Smollett will disappear, and we'll be talking about health care.
Yeah, you got that right. Oh, you're so right on that. And the other thing, we weren't talking about the black face governors. We're not talking about, right? We're not talking that when
was that?
See, there's all these headlines that they a very liberal media wants certain headlines at the forefront, and mm-hmm. and that's why we get what we get. And so I think for us, I think it's a great lesson in learning that equilibrium and looking at big picture. I'm yep. glad Chrisanne came on, because I know it isn't easy for her to do that.
No.
Because people, they all of a sudden will go to the, she sounds like she's on their side, uh-huh. you know, and that sort of quirky, you know, side thing, the football team thing. She just, you know, gained yardage for them. No, that isn't true. She didn't, actually. She's talking truth. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you bringing that up, the fact that everything becomes this distraction, uh-huh. What the media is trying to do. But look at the big picture, like you said, yep. the big, even bigger than all the stuff you've been mentioning, what's mm-hmm. really going on is the agenda that they want socialism to mm-hmm. rob America's liberty.
Yep.
Right? Sure. I mean, the big programs that are big government, stuff that's going to take away personal freedom, mm-hmm. take away economic freedom.
Sure.
I mean, this is the stuff that, you know, you talk about big cover-ups, you talk mm-hmm. about conspiracy theories, stuff like that, and people laugh at, you know.
And I don't know why.
I appreciate your show that you look for these things that are, you know, mm-hmm. the media is the fourth branch of the government.
Yep.
You keep them in check. You know?
Amen, brother.
So, I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank
Have a good
you.
One.
Thank you. Thanks. I really love that phone call. Thank yep. you so much. I want to bring that up to the big picture. Trojan horse, okay? We have several Trojan horses going on, and we have certain things that have moved out of the Trojan horse category and are just so out in the open they don't care. In fact, they're proud of it. We have people running for office that are dedicated communists and socialists. Okay, used to be a Trojan horse. Just ask the 50s. It used to be a Trojan horse. Not any longer. Now it is paraded as a benefit. Okay, which is disgusting, but that's what we get. The what else? The we used to have the Manchurian Candidate idea. The Manchurian Candidate idea was done in secret. We don't have that anymore. We have it out in the open. They're proud of it. Alexandria answered a casting call to be a congressperson, mm-hmm. to be programmed by the Justice Democrats to deliver an agenda. She's not her own person. She's told what to do, and she's a puppet, and she loves it. So we don't even have that anymore. So those things are out in the open. A couple of things that are not out in the open that I think we need to watch for: the Trojan horse of equality. Okay, which we're going to be talking about a little bit in the next hour. The Trojan horse of equality isn't equality, because equality is already a done thing. Equality is already there. So to bring in equality through an act that Congress is trying to pass right now would mean that we don't have equality. That's not true. So what are they doing with equality? Well, they're making it inequality based on religion, based on all these things. We have a Trojan horse in the education system. And what was it? It was benefits given out to the states by federal money, and it was the strings attached, and all of a sudden they got looped into federalized Common Core.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Trojan horse of the NGOs, the non-governmental agencies. If you want to keep countries down, we give them money, but we want to keep them down. All we have to do is send taxpayer dollars through a non-governmental agency, and they go to another country, and it is a Trojan horse of sorts. We're going to see more Trojan horses in mental health care. We are going to see the combination, like I was just reading. I know I'm such a nerd. I am really a nerd. I'm telling you, I'm a nerd. But I was reading some things out of Finland that they're trying to do, where they basically were saying, yeah, we're going to marry data, and we're going to have shared decisions about healthcare, and the European Union's paying for it, and they want done by 2020. We have Trojan horses in mental health. And if we don't see the mental health thing that's looming, that's coming, there's a reason it's bipartisan. There's a reason that mental health has become a huge topic, and healthcare.
Yep.
What are they going to do with healthcare and mental health as one? Are you going to be denied your God-given rights because people and agencies will make decisions about your healthcare and mental health as one?
Yep.
When you go to the hospital for an ingrown toenail, are you getting asked about social issues and about where you stand and about all these other mental health questions that you shouldn't be answering? Like, are you depressed? No, my ingrown toenail did not give me depression, but thank you. It's none of their business. But is that the Trojan horse for combining those two? Because
sure it is.
That's all you're going to hear about, right?
It just happened to me at my last doctor's appointment.
Yes.
They started asking me
yes.
the goofiest questions. And I said, what does this have to do with anything?
Mm-hmm.
And she says, oh, these are just questions that they've asked us to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And I says, well, tell them I've asked them not to ask them, and I'm not going to answer any of them.
Yep.
So just put that away, and let's get on with my appointment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's so many things. When we send aid over, when we would like to demonstrate a coup, is that aid a Trojan horse? Because the reality of that, just think about that, the reality of that is yes. We pretend it's something, and something else is within that that isn't so good. Okay, and I'll talk more about that tomorrow. But what I'm getting at is that we do have a lot of Trojan horses we don't talk about. And then there are the ones that are so out in the open now. Think about that turn, the turn that we have made in you can be a socialist now and you can run for office as a proud socialist communist, because that's really what they are, as communists. You can run as a communist. That's weird.
Yeah.
We turned a corner. Yeah. We turned a corner in America where 50 years ago you had to hide that and now you don't. So we have a huge problem with that. And we have a huge, we have vaccine Trojan horses. We have lots of things.
Well, I'm actually glad we've mm-hmm. turned that corner, because I'd rather have them run out in the open as a communist than hiding as a rhino.
Okay, I'll give you that one. I'll give you that
yeah.
one. Yeah. No, I will. Yeah, you're right. You're right. As long as we are continuously identifying these things, then we're talking about the truth. If we bypass the Trojan horses and we never address them, and we continuously take the narrative, which is, like, for instance, healthcare. We have to, what they'll do is they brought in Obamacare, right? Now we want to get rid of Obamacare. We would like to do this. Thanks, McCain, for keeping it real. And so now we have Obamacare. And so now it has to be sort of a meet in the middle, right? Meet in the middle is what the progressive liberals want us to do. Meet in the middle and identify that we do need socialized medicine, which we don't. So there's a meeting in the middle. There's also a meeting in the middle on climate change. Perpetuate a hoax long enough and you get people to have to compromise within the lie. So we have to meet in the middle of a lie mm-hmm. instead of just exposing the lie. We'll talk about this a little bit more, but you think of some Trojan horses that I haven't mentioned, and you're welcome to call up in the next hour too. 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. Those are the things that I hope we continuously address on this show, because those are the things not talked about in the media. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.